When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is it, the putt to win the tournament. If you sink it, the championship is yours. But on your backswing, your hat falls over your eyes. Is this how you're running your business? Poor visibility because you're still relying on spreadsheets and outdated finance software? To see the full picture, you need to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system to power your growth. With visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, planning, budget, and more, NetSuite is everything you need to grow, all in one place. With NetSuite, you can automate your processes and close your books in no time, while staying well ahead of your competition. 93% of surveyed businesses increased their visibility and control after upgrading to NetSuite. Over 27,000 businesses already use NetSuite. And right now, through the end of the year, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program to those ready to upgrade at netsuite.com/c-suite. Head to netsuite.com/c-suite for special end-of-year financing on the number one financial system for growing businesses. netsuite.com/c-suite.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Welcome. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and you're listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, training, and development. I want to give special thanks to David Wolf and his podcast company. Without their expertise, these podcasts would not be possible. I also want to give special thanks to Patterson Dental, Henry Schein, Vocal, and CallForce. Without their significant backing, their support, again, these podcasts would be difficult to impossible to do. The focus of Ascent Dental Solution has always been the same: to educate our listeners in how to compete with managed service organizations, dental service organizations, how to work side by side with these organizations, or potentially work for these organizations. Tonight's topic is basically a conversation about patients versus consumers. And as I like to say, when the mouth is open, they're actually patients. Remember, when their mouth is closed, they're actually consumers. And my personal opinion is they should be treated somewhat differently. You have to realize when you're dealing with a consumer and when you're dealing with a patient. Over time, listening to a variety of different experts in practice management, you have a variety of different names, but basically your patient or consumer is either event-driven, reactive-driven, proactively-driven, discretionarily-driven, or regenerative-driven. An event-driven individual is when something happens in their life, perhaps a divorce, a death, there's some kind of pain or discomfort, they react to do something. The reactive type of patient is, I know I should be doing something, but they don't always do it. They deep down know they should be probably taking care of their oral, dental, and medical health, but they put it off. A proactive driven individual is someone who just basically is toothpaste. They look at one problem rather than a comprehensive plan or treatment. Their decision is they prioritize generally one problem at a time rather than a more comprehensive approach. Discretionary-driven individuals, they just basically want to look and feel better. They feel like they're important. They feel that their health is important. Their overall outlook on life is they want to just be better. And the regenerative-driven person is they look at it and say, you know what? although it may be expensive and time-consuming, the investment is worth it. They're investing in their overall oral health, their overall physical and mental health. And these five particular types of patients or consumers are critical to recognize. In your practice, if your team members, whether they be your hygiene group, your clinical assistants, or your doctors, don't understand the difference between the consumer and the patient and which type of the five are there, it can be a significant problem. Data shows us that really only about 20 patients out of every 1,000 actually will say yes to a comprehensive plan. That means instead of doing one single crown or one restoration, they're willing to consider rehabilitating their mouth so that the temporal mandibular joint is healthy, their smile is beautiful, their gingival or soft tissue health is exquisite. So what that's showing us is, how do we increase patients to say yes? How do we improve that instead of 20 out of 1,000, is it possible to get 200 out of 1,000, 300 out of 1,000? Basically, it boils down to your treatment planning and case acceptance. The more your clientele or consumer believes, likes, and trusts you, the more your skills and education can provide a comprehensive plan, your statistics in your business will increase dramatically. Your overall enjoyment in the field of dentistry, I think, will improve dramatically. And certainly, your bottom line will benefit significantly. I always make the valuation that if you're selling something with no value, then I think you may be doing your patients a disservice along with your organization. These are people and patients that actually need rehabilitation. They have a variety of dental problems, and by not offering a comprehensive plan, which involves the entire gamut, soft tissue, contours, color, function, everything is involved, from the temporal mandibular joint to speech, smile, soft tissue, hard tissue. It's critical that all of these be looked at. It's been estimated that only about 73% of people actually see a dentist. It's been estimated that those individuals between the age of 16 and 25 years of age are generally missing 3 teeth. Those over the age of 65 are missing as many as 9 teeth. And the population between the ages of 16 and 19 come to about 60 million people that are missing teeth. Statistics showed back in 2011, there were approximately 2.1 million implants were placed. That generally means that 58 million opportunities were missed just in that segment of the population. So that's showing us that most of our patients are not saying yes, they're saying no. And the reason is perhaps we're not doing the best job with education and motivation. And some of that is because nobody's teaching us how to do it. We're not confident in perhaps providing the care and service, or we just feel it may not be as important and these opportunities are missed, which have a tremendous effect on your bottom line and your overall statistics. I think you should consider not just listening to me, but other experts in the field, and ask yourself, what's in the best interest of your patients? How do you obtain the best oral health, the best systemic health, the best social health, and your long life health? The goal is to provide health throughout your entire age, your entire life. And if your dental health is less than optimal, then your overall systemic health is suffering. I hope you've enjoyed tonight's podcast. My name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. You've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on education, knowledge, training, and development. I want to again thank Mr. David Wolf for their expertise in developing these podcasts, and special thanks to Henry Schein, Patterson Dental, Vocal, and the special thanks to CallForce. These companies are providing expertise to the dental profession, and I can't thank them enough for sharing their expertise to help practices like myself and yourself be as best as they possibly can be. I hope you have a great night. Thanks for listening, and look forward to our next conversation.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.